Daily Star. Number one for racing, number one for you.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Now, time for gardening, and glad to be joined by Elton Nisbet of Arabon. Good morning to you, Elton.
Good morning, Fran.
Good to talk to you today. We were talking about pishogues earlier on, and it being the 1st of May and all of that, and we were talking about the hawthorn and how important that is where Irish culture and tradition is concerned. What do you know about it, Elton?
Yeah, and see, the hawthorn is quite a beautiful tree. It's Cortegus monogyna is the Latin name of it. And it's a lovely tree, really, because it has a mass of these beautiful white flowers on it coming into May. And then in the autumn time, you'll have the lovely red berries on it as well, which is particularly good. Now, the thing about hawthorn, they're fantastic for a small garden because they don't grow too large or too wide or anything like that. And they're very, very good for if you have a very exposed garden as well, because they can take the wind and very exposed areas. They're quite hardy. You often see them in, let's say, around Clare or even in the west of Ireland, and you have that kind of lovely windswept look from them. Now, because they're the May tree, they're synonymous with Irish tradition of tying ribbons to it or bows. To it, or even hanging eggshells on it or paint it. They're kind of a mythical tree, really, because they're so hard and so resilient, really, that they're used in Irish folklore as the fairies. You know, so the fairies would dance around the May tree or the Cortegus.
Known as the May tree, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It is. It's quite a nice tree coming into this time of year. Now, the thing about them as well, there's some lovely cultivars of it as well that you can get. There's one called Paul Scarlet. It's a lovely double pink to red flower that comes on it. And that's a particularly nice shaped tree. It's almost like a mushroom-shaped conical-shaped round head on it, which is particularly nice. But that comes in a mass of flowers at this time of the year as well. So it's a really, really lovely tree to have in the garden. But also, if you have a hedge of it, and hawthorn is great as a hedge or a boundary fence, because you can get them bare-rooted between September and March and plant them as a good sturdy hedge, especially in exposed areas. It grows quite well. So you can get them in, let's say, whips. They're about only a euro each, and plant about 7 per metre. Almost do kind of a staggered row of them, and it makes it very stock-proof as a border hedge or a boundary hedge is quite good. And they're lovely. They're a lovely thing, actually, when they are planted well. You often see sometimes if you do this coppaging, you can do a kind of almost like a 45-degree angle as it grows, and it makes it quite sturdy and very, very stock-proof as well. So they are a fantastic tree, really, to have in the garden. And again, they don't grow too large. Nice, compact, round, kind of almost like a mushroom hedge on it. But at this time of the year, an abundance of flowers on it. Fantastic for the bees, of course, and all insects is quite good. And apparently the honey from whitethorn is magnificent.
Oh, is that very interesting indeed. Another question in for, well, lots of questions in for you. I got a 2-year-old damson, a tree. Some of the branches are rotten and falling off. There's some shoots at the bottom of the tree. And this is in from Sean, and he's wondering, do you have advice where this is concerned?
Yeah, with damsons or any plum, really, is to try and get rid of any dead or damaged wood on it, because sometimes you get a thing called dieback on it, which is like a canker that attacks the branches of it. So kind of cut that off as much as possible, back to where there's good healthy growth. And that will encourage it to produce better shoots and stronger, more vigour as well. With the damson, it's very important at this time of the year is to feed them sulphate or potash, which is the base of all your fruit trees, really, just to force it to produce plenty of flowers for next year. Because it's quite a young tree, you're not going to get anything really for the first 5 years. So really, all you're concentrating on is trying promoting as much growth as possible and good, healthy stems. So by feeding it sulphate or potash, will force to produce loads of flowers for you and therefore more fruit then. But really, this for the next 5 years, it's all vegetative growth as much as possible. They do flower on second-year-old wood. So it's very important, when you get to the size that you want it at, that you allow it to produce stems for 2 years to have the flowers on it. So it's very important to not keep pruning it every year.
All right. A listener wondering about a conference pear self-pollinating, or do you need two, and how long before they'll bear fruit?
No, conference is a self-pollinating variety, and it's quite a good pear for Ireland, really, because it's quite a hardy pear as well. It's very important because the pears, they flower quite early in the year. They're one of the first things to come into flower, actually. So you often find it kind of in January, February, you see the flower buds starting to form on it. So when they come into flower, it's very important to have it planted somewhere where it doesn't get any late frost damage on it. It's always up against a wall or in amongst other trees as well, and that will protect it from any severe frost on the flower buds. Pears, again, you can get these dwarf conference pears now as well, and they're much quicker cropping. You'll get them almost like a double graft on it, and they will produce fruit within 3 years. But generally, with ordinary conference pears with the ordinary rootstock, they tend to take about 5 years to produce any fruit on them. But they are quite heavy croppers. The fruit remains quite hard when you harvest them. So you leave them kind of season for about 3 weeks in a tray on the windowsill, and they'll season quite well, and they're quite juicy then after 3 weeks from seasoning.
All right. Patrick says my Monstera plant is going green. I use baby bio to feed it. Am I doing something wrong? It was thriving, so it's not thriving at the moment. Yeah.
Really, with the monsters, and any indoor plant that has any that wants to keep any variegation on it or anything like that, is to give it as much sunlight as possible, and that will keep the lovely variegation on the plant. So you'll get much better foliage on it. So put it in a brighter area. That will encourage it to have better colour on it. Feeding with the baby bio is a good thing to do as well, but also just to encourage good healthy foliage and healthy growth on it, I would give it a sequestered iron feed, and that just gives it much more vigour and much more healthy foliage on it. So again, but only feed that kind of once every 3 weeks. Just to promote good growth on it, and again, place it in a more sunnier position to get much better colour on foliage.
Finally, I'm just going to sum up a few calls to us today. It's about hanging baskets. Can you give us some advice on that at this point, Alton?
Yeah, this is a fantastic time of year to get your containers all planted up, and I love there's such a variety of plants that you can put into your hanging baskets. These are the lovely kind of trailing plants that you can put into your containers. Seems like the lovely there's a thing called Serfinia. It's a trailing petunia, and these are particularly good, and get them in a variety of colours. I mean, they really are magnificent. They're almost going to trail about 3 foot in length, with the massive flowers from it, and they're quite an easy thing to grow as well. And so the Serfinias are quite good. Other things I like to put in amongst them as well is a thing called Diastia, and the Diastia is lovely pink or white flowers that you get in those. Quite a hardy little plant as well, and flowers all summer. Bacopa, Brachycomb, Bidens, even a thing called Helichrysum. These are all lovely hanging basket plants that are put into your containers. It is a good idea when you are doing your containers, use a tub and basket compost. This has a quite good wetting agent in it, so that the baskets or the containers don't dry out too much, and it has a slow-release fertilizer in it. So we have a tub and basket compost, which is quite good for that. Other things that you can plant out in your borders, and even like they're quite hardy bedding plants, really, things like the nasturtiums or the antirrhinums. You know, the lovely snapdragons.
Yes,
they're particularly good, and they can get them different heights as well. But they're lovely plants to have in your borders that keep coming every year. You know, so the nasturtiums are great for self-seeding. The antirrhinums will tend to self-seed as well, and even they're kind of biennial. You'll have them for a couple of years. Or there's a lovely thing called Lismachia as well. It's a lovely golden Lismachia, which is a lovely trailing plant. Again, fantastic for trailing out over containers, but has this lovely bright foliage, similar to the Helichrysum, but much finer leaf on it, and quite prolific, lovely flowers out of it, actually, yellow flowers come out of that as well. There's lovely things as well, if you have a balcony that you want, is to have lovely trailing ivy-leaf geraniums. They're particularly good for, let's say, dry areas. So even if you go off on holidays, you come back, there's still an abundance of flowers. And so the ivy leaf geraniums are particularly good for a balcony or for areas that you can't really get at to water too regularly. So they're particularly good. So there's lots of lovely hanging basket plants that we have in stock now. And there's a great selection of even all the bedding plants. And particularly the hardier ones, like the antirrhinas and nasturtiums and violas and pansies.
And I presume you're available if people want to chat. You're in Tyone there in Nina, aren't you?
In Tyone, yeah. And come in, because they've lovely coffee dock there now as well on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And it's fantastic just to sit down and have your coffee and walk through the garden centre as well.
Sounds lovely. That's Arabon, of course. Look after yourself, Alton. Thank you and happy gardening to you. That's about it for me. Leanne produced, Ali looked after her. And Stephen on the way with the Time Tunnel on the Lunchtime Show. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Look after yourselves, won't you? Bye-bye.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.